Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Bose and Company. I am your host, Emily O, and I am joined by my co-host and my wonderful company for today. Hello, Mom. Great to see you.
Hey, Emily. How are you?
I am so good. You look wonderful in your little spring sweater.
Thank you so much. I love your sweater.
Thank you. I think we both kind of inspired each other.
We did. We surprised our sweaters. We surprised each other, though. You said put on a cozy sweater. So sorry. You said put on a cozy sweater, and I did, but it's very springy.
Is it new?
It is. It's from Bowdoin.
You know what? It's got Bowdoin written all over it.
And my phone, you know how your phone tags you and knows what you want. And
yes,
it's been spewing ads for Bowdoin, and I have succumbed to pretty much all of them.
I love it so much. Really, and I love that we're coordinating.
Yeah. And I did put a blouse underneath it, but you don't need to.
No, it is it's the perfect cute transitional outfit for this cold, snowy time. But you just look like a breath of fresh air.
Thanks, Em. And I love yours. Yours is darling.
Thank you so much. I'm really liking it. It's from Shopovara. So
they sent you some really cute things.
Very cute things for spring. We had a really big filming day. Really, really big filming day. I'm feeling so great. I'm feeling rejuvenated. We have so many amazing outfits coming your way for Instagram. And it was really fun. You know, I've said it before, I'll say it again. It's so fun filming in the new house. And yeah, I'm just like really in love with all of the looks that we have coming soon.
Well, I'm in a great mood also because you had so many cute things. It was super efficient. Everything was gelling. The light was in the right spots, and we have like a really nice mix as we were filming of winter things as well as transitional. I don't know, the office looks.
Ladies, get ready for a runway at the office.
It makes me want to go interview somewhere. Like, I just kept oohing and eyeing. I love those looks.
I know. Like you said, a great mix of everything. We still have some winter looks for, you know, those who are in colder weather, but we're looking ahead into spring. Mm-hmm. We have some outfits for grads if you need a white dress. J.Crew new arrivals.
Can I tell where we went, where we started our day?
Oh my God, tell.
We went to the public library.
Yes.
Right in our little town where we spent so many hours as you were growing up and even into high school. And nobody was really there. We were afraid it might be closed today because it's George Washington Day.
Correct.
And we took a couple little pictures. You had a super cute, I love that Ralph Lauren sweater that you have and the coat.
Yeah.
And we were whispering in the stacks and we were taking some pictures.
It was actually so fun. And it was a really great way to start off our shooting day. And like you said, mm-hmm, it's such a nostalgic place. And we have just been seeing so many cool looks, like retro looks in libraries. Mm-hmm. And it was your idea. You're like, let's go to the library.
Yes.
And I think the pictures turned out well. I have to look over everything tonight. But it was just a really fun day of shooting with you. And
I felt
like we got a lot done.
And we had a lot of accessories we pulled in. And I love when we do it just like behind the scenes telling our podcast listeners.
Yes.
I love when we do it all in one day because then you have all the content to work on and get situated, and we can work on links so that you all have them. So it was a very, very efficient Monday.
I could not agree with you more. And it just felt really great to get back in the swing of things. And I'm just excited overall for, you know, all the looks that we have and our new collection. There's just like a lot of exciting things.
I totally agree, but we should do our bows and lows, and you have a big low and also a bow.
Correct. We do have some big bows and lows, and I'm just going to speak for both of us. I think these are both our bows and both our lows. So my low would be that my boyfriend and I broke up,
mm-hmm,
but that's also my bow.
You know what? I think it is.
And if it's everyone's both listening and you're like, wait, what is going on? This is kind of the last thing to close this chapter in my life would be this podcast.
I like how you tied that in because we were at the library today and it's a book.
Oh, yeah.
Like it's, yeah, it's a chapter.
It's a chapter.
It's the end of that
maybe
story.
Yeah, you're right. I didn't even put that together.
Kind of poetic.
Truly, the podcast was kind of the last thing that I want to do and just talk about and then close this chapter and move on.
Yes.
And I'm sure you're like, what do you mean? Because the last time I was here, we were talking about my relationship, and all of those things at the time were true, but things change.
Yep.
And people,
that's why you date.
That's why you date. Exactly. And we dated for a little over a year. And yeah, there were, you know, signs that we were not headed in the same direction.
Right. And as we all know, you have to evolve as a couple.
Yes.
And I think that was the heart of it. You weren't going to be evolving as a couple. And I'm just speaking for you. Things were so great. And then things changed a little bit. And you just handled it very well, very confident. Breakups are never easy.
Yes. I mean, it probably sounds very flippant right now that we were saying it. Obviously, you know, I felt all the emotions this week, but ultimately it's so clear that this was meant to happen and that we were not meant to be together for larger reasons. And I'm glad that it ended now and that it did not continue, because like I said, this is kind of the last thing, the podcast, to put a pin in it and move on and close this chapter.
And yes, exactly. And really, I think our podcast listeners, which we always say are near and dear to our hearts.
Yes.
And we wanted them to hear first.
Yes.
Because you had shared how you both met. So it's only apropos that you tell them. And I just think in general, we were just sort of talking, because obviously there's three girls in the house and we were just talking about dating in general then. Like, you have to look at, you can't ignore signs. I'm just going to, as the mom, just say things like, you can't ignore signs.
No, you can't ignore signs. And I think sometimes you might not even be realizing that you're ignoring signs. I learned a ton from this relationship.
Yes.
I thought that I had all my lessons figured out, but I've learned probably the most that I ever have from this relationship. And that's how I'm going to look at it, is as a learning experience.
Mm-hmm.
But like you said, you know, you have to look at the signs, and if one thing pops up, maybe that's just an isolated event, but if things are reoccurring, then they have to be addressed. And you should always feel like you are growing in the same direction. That's kind of just the gist of it. And, you know, there are things that I wish I had done differently, but for the most part, I am very happy with the way I handled it.
Yes, I would agree with that. So yes, I would say that was obviously your low, and it has now turned into a bow because you're moving on.
Yeah. And I think, you know, listen to your family if they are feeling ways, you know. I think just some takeaways. I mean, I have a laundry list of takeaways, but we're just going to talk about this and then move on to the next topic. But, you know, listen to your family. Mm-hmm. If they are telling you things, they know you better than ever. And they are probably correct. So I, of course, had to tell my podcast listeners, just because I like to be open with everyone. And, you know, I share my life, and this is part of life, is dating. And, you know, sometimes things don't work out, but it is most definitely a bow. So I don't want anyone to think that, you know, this is for the best. And
yes,
I'm truly very excited for what's ahead. And I can already feel like I'm back little bit.
Yeah, a little bit of weight off your shoulders.
I do think, I didn't even realize it, but there has been a big weight lifted off my shoulders. And it's okay if things fail sometimes, you know?
No.
That's part of life. And I can walk away with it with so many lessons. And I think that's what you have to look at the situation is, you know? So that is my bow, my low. I would say that's probably Anne's. And if she has other ones, we're just going to move on from that.
No, that you're correct. That's my bow and my low.
Yes. Yeah, so thank you all so much for always being so supportive, you know, along the way. And I know that people listening have also experienced this, you know, which is also a very comforting thing, is that as young women, this happens and we can all kind of relate to each other and share those feelings. But yeah, that's what's going on.
Right. It's just another experience to add to your life.
To my life. But today, what I wanted to talk a little bit more about. Okay. So I asked the Bows and Company listeners on the Instagram, which if you don't follow, be sure to, because that's when I kind of, you know, see what the crowd wants. But I asked them some questions that you would like to hear for some topics. And they just want every little piece of you, which I just love, because you do have
so
much knowledge.
Fun. And maybe you could ask me some of the questions and then you could hand it to me and we could go back and forth.
Yeah, or I could just ask you questions today, because it feels like the majority of everyone wants to hear from you.
My
goodness. I'm happy you have your floral sweater and your popped collar because
I'm ready.
Here we are. All right, so let's talk about, this was a great question. Would love to hear about what pieces to start collecting for the future, for your future home.
Wow, for your future home. Well, I'm assuming the person means some furniture maybe, but also I don't know how you would collect furniture if you don't have the home yet. This is what I would say. If I am like you and I'm in an apartment.
Yes.
And I'm just thinking about my experience with you guys, I would start by adding to your serveware pieces.
Love. I was not going to say that. But that makes so much sense. Because wait, I'm doing that.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes. So I felt like Claire did that too when she was single and lived in her apartment with her roommate. So I would say that is something, like if you're at Home Goods or you've got a birthday coming up, maybe start collecting. I always like white.
Yes.
White serving bowls, white platters. However, I'm going to tell you that Claire had a lot of white. And for Christmas, Dad and I gave her some of the Mackenzie Childs Sterling Check, the gray and white.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So maybe pick something. And I know when I was in college, my mom and dad gave my sister and I at Christmas they started when we were in college, like a place setting of Christmas china.
Oh, okay, Joyce and Belle. Which love.
Was such a great idea. And obviously I wasn't using it at the time, but it was a nice way to start a collection.
Absolutely.
So I think if you wanted to find something to start with, I would do maybe a dishes.
Okay, well,
but I love dishes. So
this is the type of advice that we needed, and we've been
so
looking for.
Happy.
I mean, that's first of all, I feel happy about myself because we didn't talk about this answer beforehand, but I am doing that.
Yes.
And I was lucky enough because I had a lot of Mackenzie Childs, the gray and white checked, right, gifted to me. And then I feel like with the two home, you know, I have some really like, mm-hmm, solid lifelong pieces.
Yes.
But yeah, I think that is a fantastic place to start.
Right. And then even for your birthday from Anthropology, we gave you the platter with the black bows on it. Because if you have some different serving pieces, I feel like that's something you could start collecting before you have a home.
And then look at all the things that you would have literally, right, to bring to the table.
Yeah, literally to bring to the table. That's so good.
Thank you.
Right.
When you are in a house. I love that.
But you can also still use it in an apartment. And right. I feel like even if you don't have much room, I'm just thinking about your adorable apartment. Those things stack easily. You can stack platters and bowls, and you, yes, really don't have to take up a massive amount of space.
I mean, I think this is really going to launch a lot of people.
And I love dishes and serveware so much, so I would find places to put them even if you didn't have much room.
Yes. No, I totally agree. That's like, mm-hmm, such a wonderful answer, and right, I feel like that's totally doable.
Okay.
Because
hope
it
that
doesn't,
helps.
You know, because who knows what the house is going to look like or where you're going to end up, but you know, you're always going to need a platter or,
right,
a cake stand.
And as you get older and your tastes change, whenever you still would have a nice collection. It's not locking into antiques or furniture. It's just
absolutely
serving pieces.
Brilliant, Anne. I just, and also, do you want to talk a little bit about, while I pull up the next question this week, we kind of did a little apartment refresh. And I think I mentioned this, but you gave me, I think it was for my birthday.
Yes.
This adorable little fold up table and chairs from At Home. And it's on my LTK. And we set it up this week in my apartment.
Oh,
and we
so
put
fresh.
My mini rechargeable light, which is so cute. I don't know why I don't talk about it more. It's so small.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was also gifted some Etude Home like mini scalloped cutting boards.
Oh my gosh.
You styled
adorable.
That? Guys, I literally turned away for 2 seconds because we were doing that this week. And like poof, everything was, it was just this whole setup was styled. It's so cute.
You're giving me a lot of credit, but it was really fun.
Actually, I feel like I don't give you enough credit. Oh. No, seriously, it's so impressive.
Well, I do. It is what I do best. I like to come in and just whoop, clean up a little area.
Yeah.
And that little folding table and chairs, if you have a tiny space and you just, you know what? You could even put, somebody could put that little white table and chairs at the end of your bed. And I did that once when you guys were little, at the end of our bed, I didn't have like a pretty bench or anything. And I had an outdoor, it was really pretty. It was new, so it had not been outdoors, but it was a little table and chairs. And
I vaguely
loved
remember
it.
That. You could even put like, oh my God, should we put cushions on the chairs?
Well, we did. Yes, we could put cushions. We did put that little espresso martini needlepoint pillow that I found at TJ Maxx, and it's not available. The Aperol Spritz one is.
The Aperol Spritz is available, but you got me an Aperol Spritz and espresso martini. Is that real needlepoint? Why was that so cheap? There's no way.
It's machine needlepoint.
Okay, yeah, okay, sorry.
No, please.
I was really thought that you
do not offend me. That is machine. I am not a machine needlepointer, but that is just, and it's actually, I think it's not even needlepoint. I think it's like a latched hook. situation.
Not the point, but it's this darling little espresso martini pillow. And you did, you plopped it right there. I forgot about that. You plopped it right there and it is just so girly and fabulous. And then, so that was just like a nice little refresh.
But that is a little fun thing to have, whether you have a patio or a balcony, or you just have a little apartment. If you have room, because you can even put that in your bedroom.
I could, honestly, I could put it like in the corner of my bedroom. Mm-hmm. And then what was so great is, and I don't have a lot of closet space. My actual closet's very large, but you know what? It's kind of a weird setup. Like you don't actually have a lot of storage. It's just a lot of dead space. So I just kept the fold up table and chairs like in my mechanical room and it didn't take up that much space.
If you're calling it a mechanical room, it's just this little closet.
Sorry, more of like a... like a nook, you know, like a small, shoved in there. It was shoved in. I can actually fit a lot in that closet.
You can.
So yeah, it is a very good storage piece to have,
right?
Because you're not going to take up a lot of room. But I am excited because I can like work on my computer, have my coffee, because I love sitting at the island. But like, and not that I watch that much TV, but if I did want to have like a YouTube video up, my back's to it.
Well, I just like different seating areas. Everybody wants to mix up their space a little bit.
Honestly, remember that. Different seating areas.
Different seating areas. Yes.
That is a really great, because it's true. You have different moods. Like, it's just perfect. I can see myself working there with my computer.
Oh, absolutely. And the other thing with the fold up, your bed doesn't have room underneath it, but I do feel like if you have a certain kind of bed, you would be able to slide it under a bed if you needed to store there. With your serving pieces, if you have a small space.
And with your serving pieces, exactly. I love how deep that cabinet is in my apartment because it can fit so many serving pieces. Mm-hmm. God, I got to use all that stuff more. I have so many wonderful things. Mm-hmm. Okay, anyway, moving on. Spring 2025 must-haves, but I just want to know what your must-haves are, because I know there's a lot of noise and there's a lot. I'm kind of wound up today. There's a lot of noise and so many things, but what are your spring 2025 must-haves?
Well, I bought one of my must-haves when I was with you in New York. I got the Laurel piano.
Yes.
So I think a must-have is some sort of a crew, neutral, very light taupe, edging on like a little bit of pink handbag and a tote bag. That's what I think would be a must-have. Now, I have also seen a lot of handbags with a ring on it. I was showing that to you.
She was showing this to me, and I think that you are on the foothills of, is that the correct term for that?
I'm in the foothills, yeah. I'm at like the foothills because I got to climb up.
Yeah.
I don't like to hike, but no. I have to.
You're in the early stages of the ring bag trend.
Right.
And you ordered one. I think, after seeing that picture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a really.
There's whispers of ring bags right now.
You heard it here first. Whispers of ring bags. And I feel like they've been in and out over the years, but The Row, which is Mary Kate Olsen and what are the twins' names?
The Olsen sisters, Mary Kate and Ashley.
Ashley.
Yeah.
They have a beautiful one, and it's black leather with just a ring, and that's what you put, like a wristlet almost. You would put your hand through. But I ordered one for you girls from Mango, from Nordstrom, so we'll see. But that's really cute to have one of those, like just a little different handbag for the, you know, to go out in.
No, totally. I mean, I love that clutch that we got last week at Zara. I'm going to a birthday party tomorrow, which I'm so excited about. And so obviously we're planning the outfit.
Right.
And I feel like that clutch kind of had ring undertones.
No, it did. You know what? We are on to something. All these designers are doing this. That Zara handbag, you can slide your hand in to this gold like accessory part on the handbag. Even when we went to Alexis Bitar, the small handbags had, I'm going to call it almost jewelry on the outside of it.
Yep.
Hardware.
I knew we would get there.
Yes.
Hardware on the clutches and on the, and it's just small purses, petite handbags.
You know,
we're not using these for everyday living.
No.
They just kind of become an extra piece of jewelry for the outfit.
A little, you know, you're so right.
Okay, like we're like ornament. Kind of.
I know. We're really.
We're really.
In a zone.
Exactly.
But that's a must have. I need some sort of ornamental handbag is what we're going to call it.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. How are you feeling about outerwear moving into spring?
Well, I love outerwear.
You do. You're a coat gal.
Yes. I have a Veronica Beard trench coat that I've had for 3 or 4 years that you know what I'm talking about.
Of course I do.
And it's sleeveless. I cannot get enough right now of the capes, the trench capes, the trench coats, the trench denim coats. I think that it is so cute for the spring.
I agree. And I love that Veronica Beard coat. It is so, it's such a showstopper.
Mm-hmm.
I would also say, well, we're going to keep going on with this belt trend. I don't think that it's going to go away for anytime soon.
No.
In fact, we just ordered a beautiful one from L'Agence.
Mm-hmm. And we talked about this a little bit last week. The scarf situation. I gasped the other day because I told everyone on the podcast last week, we talked about how the Hermes lovely employee had a scarf around her waist underneath her blazer.
Yep.
Then I got a Zara ad and they had on an adorable short trench coat and they had a scarf, a silk scarf tied around the trench coat.
So it's coming.
I don't see myself doing that part, but I could. I think that we need to, with the trench coat, ladies,
mm-hmm.
take a silk scarf. If you have Emily's scarf or any scarf, and do a triangle and put it around our shoulders over the trench coat.
We will be write that providing down. Visuals on
write
Rose
that down.
Write that down. Write mm-hmm. it down. Mm-hmm. If you're driving, make a mental note.
Yes.
I'll provide visual mm-hmm. pictures on Pose and Company so you can screenshot and really keep that in your folder. Mm-hmm. But I could not agree with you more. I think that the just different variations of styling a scarf will be.
Yes. I'm going to share something that I've told you before. I really wish that I could embrace the Mary Jane, the mesh flats, the mesh Mary Janes. They don't look good on me.
You've said
and
this.
And I don't feel good in them. I don't love them. I need something a little hardier on my foot or a point or something with a teeny bit of a heel. So I don't know. I haven't seen a new shoe. I'm obsessed with slingbacks.
Yes.
I am obsessed. And I think that everyone, Zara has some adorable ones. Everybody has little tiny slingbacks. And they make it look like you are in a higher heel than you are.
I would agree.
Yes.
The mesh flats, we've never been able to get behind. I personally feel like I don't need to see that much foot.
True.
But I would agree. We need like a hardier shoe. I think it just, you need to anchor like you mentioned.
Yeah. When I see it on other people, I love it. But I just don't love it for myself.
I don't even like it on other people.
Oh.
I'm kidding. No, some people can really pull it off. But it's not my good. My favorite thing that I've been seeing for sure.
Right.
I would second all of those trends.
I'm also into vests.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, I've been wearing the sweater vests a lot.
Yeah.
With the blouse. It's, you know what? It's really an ideal weight because you're not super hot in the sweater and you've got, if you're moving around, I think it's perfection, truly.
I kind of agree with you, especially if you then throw on a coat on top of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you just say that? Or did
No.
Okay. Sorry. But I had a moment where I was like, she might have said that and I don't.
You were in my head. No, I did not say that, but it's so true.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. I also think it's not really springy, but like suede, when we were at Zara, I feel like we still were seeing so much suede. So I don't know how far we're going to see that go.
It might go for a while, especially since it's chilly here. Okay, here's something that I'm going to try for spring. And I was in New York and I was sending Laura pictures and she located the exact shoe. I sent her a picture. And I'm like, I need this look.
We call her our forensic shopper.
Yes, she's so good at it. Skinny jeans. Which are now apparently back, which wonderful. But I've been seeing skinny jeans with a little slingback heel.
I love it.
And it's darling.
I love it. I love
it. It's not for everyone, but I think it might be for me.
I think it is for you. Mm-hmm. I think it definitely is for you. I love a skinny jean. I always have. For me personally, I think it's flattering on my body type.
Yes.
But I just can't look too top heavy. Like it has to be the right.
Right.
You know, because I can't do like an oversight. Like it all has to kind of.
Yeah, you have to be in proportion. Absolutely.
Proportion.
You have to
yes.
be in proportion.
You have to be in proportion. But I hope that we see the skinny jeans continue to have their moment.
Right. And then the skinny jeans with a tall boot and a little tiny kitten heel. That's I don't see myself doing that. But I do like that little spring look.
I love it. I love mm-hmm. it so much. Mm-hmm. I love every part of this. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that was a kind of a question that kept coming through for Anne. Okay, one more fashion question for Anne. Somebody asked, transitional shoe ideas moving into spring, parentheses, more casual cute. What a great question.
Well, that's a really great question. I think that it's nice to have like a lighter boot. Do you think that's true?
Yes.
Like I, because we live in colder weather, I'm just going to talk because we're in colder weather.
Absolutely.
But I can't, like March and April here aren't always necessarily, it varies from day to day.
Right.
But a year, like last year, I got a suede taupe boot and I liked it because I would wear it with like an Ecru jean.
Yes.
And it still was winter feeling, but light colored. So I do think that going forward, what happens, at least to me, is I feel like right now everyone who I follow on Instagram is showing summer shoes.
Yes.
Because they're out.
Right.
So I do think that you need to get some summer shoes, but we have a long time before we can actually wear the summer shoes. So yeah. I definitely like a navy, whether it's a navy loafer. I'm a big fan of the Sam Edelman. I'm kind of a loafer girl. So going into spring, you could mix it up with just a lighter loafer.
A lighter loafer. Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And I then think we said the slingback.
Like the slingback and like you mentioned, like a lighter boot, because it's something to just kind of blend in. And if you don't want a snow boot, but you don't want like something that is just so exposing.
Right. And I do think spring for me is the most difficult category for dressing.
It's my least favorite.
I know.
Season.
Because you're not
quite. Because we don't get like a true spring here. It's still very gray and cold. And then by the time the flowers are like blooming, I feel like we just roll right into summer.
Right. So maybe even think about whoever asked this question. What is your favorite style of shoe? And then just lighten it up a little bit as you're going into spring.
I love it.
Do you like that idea?
Yeah, I think that's great.
So if you love to wear boots or you like to wear a wedge, just see if you can find that same style and lighten it.
Mm-hmm.
And then as we're going into spring, add a little bit of raffia or something woven because yes. Or a linen of some sort. I think that can be taupe color.
I agree. Mm-hmm. I think those are great pieces of advice. Do you have a couple questions for me?
Yes, I'm just taking your phone and I'm going to see. Okay, here's one. Your new haircut, it looks so good shorter. I completely agree. Are you loving it with heart eyes?
Oh my gosh, you guys are so sweet. That is so nice. Yes, I am loving my new haircut. I obviously got it cut right before I went to New York and I got 3 inches off. I think I mentioned this. And then we did long layers, but shorter long layers than I have in the past. Mm-hmm. And then face framing pieces. And the first time I got a blowout was actually in New York City. And I got the blowout and she did it very quickly. And it was just kind of a blur of an experience. And then you were getting a pedicure and I walked in. I'm like, Mom, look at my hair. It was crazy. Now it just had to fall. Mm-hmm. But I'm loving my new hair. Like I mentioned, I don't think it was that drastic when I got it cut because the way she styled it was more of like a straight version. But when somebody does the blowout correctly, I just think it looks so styled and mature.
Mm-hmm.
I could even see myself going shorter, maybe in a little bit. I'm not drastic. I need to ease into things.
Yes.
So I'm overall like today I got a blowout in the morning because we were shooting all this content. And I mean, even when it's done, I love it. And then as it falls and without the next few days, I'll still really like it.
I think it's darling.
I have yet to put it in a ponytail. So I actually don't know how it.
Oh.
Would be in a ponytail, but I rarely wear my hair in a ponytail. So
right. I think it's darling.
Thank you.
I think we've told the podcast listeners before, you can go, if you got it done today, you won't wash it again till when?
I'm going to try and see if I can wait till Friday.
Right.
Because I want to get another blowout on Friday because I have stuff going on. Mm-hmm. But if not, like Thursday.
That's amazing.
And also my hair just like really feels super healthy. I'm not quite sure why. Do you feel like my hair looks really healthy as well?
I think it looks incredible. It's bouncy. It's maybe it was the haircut.
Yes, it does. Maybe everyone keeps asking me. They're like, your hair is so shiny. What are you doing? I'm like, guys, I actually don't know. Like I have not. I wish I could give you something concrete that I've done.
Tell us. Okay. Tell us what you use to wash your hair.
I use Native, which is Elizabeth recommended it to us. You can get it at Target and it's like, it doesn't have a lot of, what's it called?
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. You know what we're talking about, you know, guys.
It's the environmental.
Yes.
Environmentally pretty good.
Yeah, like chemical free or very low on the environmental chart. So it's supposed to be better for you. We also use the body wash. So that's what I've been using. And then I just use like a spray heat protectant or.
Yeah, you don't really put a lot in there. And do you do a mask ever?
Well, I have masks, but I've only done it like twice. So I don't think that is because of why my hair is so shiny. And
you do find, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like you have said, and I'll hear you talking about it, if you wash it too much, it ruins, like your hair doesn't, it's not very resilient.
No, I my hair is not resilient. Right. In that sense, I do have to wait. I have need to have gaps with hair washing in order for my hair to look good. Mm-hmm. So I really need to plan out when. I was just texting my friend Sophie this, like, literally yesterday, and I was saying to her, we need to find, because Drybar is, like, so ridiculously expensive for what we're getting. And I said, we need to find somebody that is, like, a little bit more reasonable.
Right.
So she then went on a deep dive and sent me, like, five people.
Oh, well, that's
so we
great.
Might be going on a little bit of a blowout tour to see how we like that.
Yeah, that's a good
that.
Idea.
Yeah, because she, her and I have similar hair situations where we don't wash our hair and we like getting blowouts. So.
No, that's a good idea. And also, maybe there's a lot of turnover. I feel like every time you're going to Drybar, it's somebody new.
Yes, I try to request, but you never know who you're going to get. So,
right.
Yeah, those are my answers for my hair. And thank
Wonderful.
You.
Well, it looks great. Here is a question along the same line. Favorite makeup products and shades after last episode when your makeup was complimented?
Oh, okay. Well, thank you guys. First of all, I think it was complimented because I had a spray tan.
Oh.
So, just your friendly reminder to get your spray tans. But I do use a really great foundation. It's the Fenty, like, drops, I want to say. But I use a foundation brush.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the Jones Road Beauty blush. It's like a cream blush. And it's so good. I always get compliments on, not always. That was really, Sophia Umansky has been carrying me through this entire week with her compliment.
Yeah, that was amazing.
But the blush, I love my Jones Road Beauty blush. And I use, like, the same, I always get questions on, like, my mascara. It's like the Maybelline pumped up $10 mascara from the drugstore that I've used since high school.
Forever.
Forever. I never differ. And I use a Hoola bronzer with a big brush.
Mm-hmm.
I love my lipstick. It's a YSL lipstick. I think it's in the shade 203. I actually need to go and get some more tomorrow, but I always use the same lipstick. So I like to find the products and stick to it for a long time.
Mm-hmm. I think that's good.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's a question. They were asking what we've been reading.
Oh, I've just been reading that really nice little light read.
I remember what it's called. It's like, oh my God, Charlotte something.
Charlotte something. It's like a little mystery book. You gave it to me last week.
We'll have to put the title
guys,
up.
I swear, it's good.
No, I understand. It's hard to remember.
But I forget the title. I'll put it in the description box of this
podcast. And do you like it?
Yeah, I do. It's very light. I just needed something like distraction, you know. Easy, fun,
right?
Nothing too heavy. But if you have any good, like, recommendations for your book clubs that you're reading, please let me know, because I would
do.
Like something. Oh, looks like I got a gal right here who has the answer. Well, what
guys,
is it?
I read a lot. I mean, you I do. Don't necessarily plow through it, but I always read. And Dad and I, like, I read before I go to bed every single night. But I have had the best two books. The last book I just read was The Stolen Queen.
Mm.
Prior to that, I read The Woman in the Window, which I think is from 2018, and that was a page-turner. Then I just finished The Stolen Queen, which was by Fiona Davis, and I have read other books by hers, one of which is The Personal Librarian, which was it's historical fiction, and it was kind of based on J.P. Morgan's library that's in New York City.
Yes.
And The Stolen Queen, it was a little bit of a slow start, but I really liked it.
Oh.
So if you need a book idea, let me know if you end up liking that one. And then, you know, it's the worst when you find a good book and then I wanted another one right away.
Of course.
I found one and I read the sample and then I downloaded it, and it's called 3 Days in June, and it's by Ann Tyler. And I've read other books of hers, and so far so good. And then I also started, but then I wasn't totally into it, but I'm going to go back to it, The Wedding People, which a lot of people have read.
Wow, I actually didn't know we had a book critic over here at a
yes,
library.
Just a little bit. So I have been, I mean, I really feel like I'm reading, I'm needlepointing, I'm working. I just feel like I'm doing my yoga.
Yeah.
Nobody asked any of these questions.
I'm on the edge of my seat. I can tell you that right here over. Yeah. So I'm sure everybody at home wants to know.
No, but I'm really proud of myself because I'm doing 5 or 6 days of yoga.
Again, I said to you this morning, you told me, you're like, I'm doing 6 days of yoga. I didn't know I was living with an athlete.
You did like, say that.
That's insane. Yoga.
It's just, guys, it's just down in the basement. And sometimes it's just 20 minutes. Sometimes it's 30. I'm just going through I'm really building this up.
No, but it's great.
I'm sticking to it.
Yes. You really are. Every time I hear you, you're like, yoga this, yoga that. She's
yeah.
like.
7 days. I I really was going for five. Again, nobody asked me this question.
Everybody asked. Everybody asked. Everyone wants to know.
I was 5 days, and then I do throw in some walking, and I do throw in weights. So
yes,
but I'm just following along, and I'm really proud of myself because I'm doing that.
Mm-hmm. You are. You're a healthy queen with your habits and your hobbies, and you've been helping me out. I feel like we're just like a very good groove.
I'm doing olive oil per Terry's suggestion. A teaspoon. I think he does a tablespoon, a teaspoon of day a day.
So was that what fell on the ground the other day? And is that why I almost slipped in the kitchen?
That is correct. There was olive oil on the ground, and it was dangerous. It was very dangerous. So it might be good to ingest, and it might be healthy for you, but it's not a good idea if it's on the floor.
The amount of people that were slipping and sliding, mm-hmm. I thought it had just been cleaned, but I was like, this is cleaned weekly, and I literally almost wiped out, and you're like, oh, it's the olive oil.
It's olive oil.
Mm-hmm. That was really funny. It's
so funny.
So I think those are all of our questions for today. I believe that Terry will be on the podcast next week. He's going to come in hot with some Terry's Top 10. Terry Top 10. I loved, you know, today was just a bit of a light podcast to kind of keep everybody's mind off of things. It's just a lovely little conversation.
Yeah.
And I am excited for, well, literally the next chapter of my life, apparently.
Yeah. Honestly.
No, actually, I am. Like, I know if there's probably like a lot of questions, but it is a bow. It's a great thing. And, you know, you live and you learn. You win some, you lose some, guys. And that's on show business. So yes. I really am. I have some very exciting things coming up that I am so looking forward to.
Yeah.
And yeah. And I have you.
You do.
Who's
you
just your, such a beauty inside and out. Oh my
gosh. Thanks.
You really are. You're a light in everyone's life, man. Okay, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for supporting. You guys are honestly so amazing. I'm so lucky to have Emily Ombos and this wonderful business that I just adore with all my heart. And I just, you know, wanted you guys to know that because it's such a blessing to be able to have this.
It really is.
It really is.
Throw yourself into your work.
And we shall be throwing ourselves into work.
Can I just add, I know you were, that was a big goodbye and everything, but can I also.
Wasn't it a big goodbye?
I'm just looking across the room and we have a new product in.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Do you want to talk about that?
We do. The next product in our 4-part product installment has arrived, and it is the most fabulous mug. Mm-hmm. It says the Bow Club on it. It turned out great. Laura loved it. And we're just still waiting on 2 more products, but we have our video shoot set. We have our photographer set mm-hmm. for the end of February. So, I mean, seriously, guys, get ready because this is
really good stuff. It's so good.
It's so good. We're so excited. And I think, I'm really looking forward to that.
And I think we told you that it's being made in Cleveland. It's a great company. Everything is sourced with the sweatshirt and the tote bag. Everything is.
Yeah, it's made right here in Cleveland. And, you know.
Yeah, I think they get the dyes from Pennsylvania and they get the cotton from Texas. Like, it's another small bit. It's just great. It's going to be.
We like the guy that we're working with. He's super upbeat and very excited about his. Like, it's just overall, it's just great vibes.
You know? It is.
And honestly, right now, that's
what we want.
It's just going to be good vibes moving forward. We're eliminating all stress. We're lowering inflammation. We are working. We are running a brand. And, you know, we're getting ready. We're doing it together, which is so exciting.
So great.
So circling back to my dramatic goodbye, thank you all so much for watching this week's episode. Be sure to follow me on all my socials. And remember, actually, I'm so sorry. This is such a Midwest goodbye. Elizabeth sent me the sweetest little Valentine's Day card this week. She's been everyone has been so sweet and supportive, like in my family. Yes. But I didn't know she was sending me a Valentine's Day card. And she wrote cutest little note. And at the end of the note, obviously, because it's been a little bit of a difficult week, she wrote, "And don't let your bow get tangled."
I love that.
So I'm going to leave you all with that. If there's something going on in your life right now, don't let your bow get tangled.
Yes.
And remember that everything is, in fact, better with a bow. We'll see you guys next week. Bye-bye now.